This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige with you. Ready?
Don't forget. Don't ever forget.
Well, you know, a lot of people aren't having any kids anymore these days.
They can't.
What, they can't get pregnant or they just can't have children?
Can't afford it.
Well, that's true. Okay, so there's a new amendment that would allow anyone to use sick days to take care of their pet instead of, you know, whatever. Because right now, that's what people think of their family. Or it would be, it's a member of your family.
Yeah. I don't have an issue with that. I mean, what if it was a child, you know? You'd be like, oh, my kid's sick. You know, all right, stay home with her, it, whatever.
I mean,
I
had a situation where I have a pet that had cancer. And this dog had some pretty serious surgery.
Well, you know, we talked about people's limit. What financial limit do they have on pets? That sounds like thousands of dollars.
It is.
It's probably too high for any animal, unless it's like cow. I can only imagine what a cow surgery would cost.
I don't want to know.
Like, but you would have to at that point, right?
It's yeah.
Livestock, you got to.
They're not as expensive as you think on the outside. Like a nice bull, but it's the upkeep. Is the real getcha.
They eat, and you got to keep them.
They're eating the
sanitary.
Shots, the hay.
If you have a bull, or, I mean, do you have an automatic money
grab
maker?
Grab it by the horns.
Like, can you, like, will somebody always be looking for his
semen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say sauce, but I guess it works better.
That sauce.
So you're basically in the breeding business when you have a stud or a bull.
I'm just selling their unborn children with the eggs is the only thing that right now is being sold. That and goat milk we sell. But it's such a, it's not like a business. It's just like, it all gets sold, but it's just through like friends and family stuff.
Chicken eggs.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Not like
you're not
embryos
in vitro
or nothing.
With
no.
Your, because that's expensive.
Although, that's something to look into.
You ever get it mixed up and sell a gallon of bull semen by mistake?
I have never sold that. I usually give it away to anyone who asks.
Yes, but how you get that is what I want to know.
I just didn't know if they looked at it like, you know, like horses. Like they'll look at the horses. I don't want that one.
Oh,
let's try that one.
Oh, I'm sure.
My grandparents had a stud horse, and he was highly sought after.
Yeah, you heard right.
His name was Leo Darkbar.
That's a real story. That's how you know that's a real story.
I know. It's like with Tony Drinkwater or whatever.
And this was a beautiful.
Why that name?
I have no freaking
idea. Darkbar?
Because he looked like a big chocolate bar. He was dark brown. He was beautiful.
Leo Darkbar.
That was his name. And Leo was sought after because he was just.
You would have named him Toblerone.
No, I wanted Leo to like me.
Oh, believe me, I'm sure he would.
I love animals, but Leo was, he was kind of an ass horse.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to. Wow.
Look at that.
That's something fun you could say, actually. I'm
proud of that one.
He was
like a real ass horse today.
And that's why I said, if you go in a barn with a horse, you got to pay attention because they can bite you and they can kick you. And Leo was that kind of horse that would bite and kick you.
Now, rub their foreheads, I'm telling you.
With what?
With your hands.
And feed them sugar and, you know.
But if you're looking to get a sample from a horse, it's just like picking apples. You got to go in and get your own.
Never looked into that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want
to. How would you even do it? Like, would I have to
facilitate that?
Would I have to moon a horse to
You'd
get him going?
You'd have to go get like a super huge fleshlight.
Yeah, yes. And you would have to have someone help you with that. Yeah. I would think that it.
You know,
a horse wouldn't do that giving.
Saying,
you know,
I wouldn't do that with somebody pushing. You have to do that with somebody pulling. Oof. It's like a tug of war.
Somebody has to facilitate it.
Oh no, you don't.
Yeah.
Plus, you got to have a buddy like. Standing naked in front of the horse, I guess, to give him something to look at.
Somebody's got to be there with a huge bucket.
No,
and a poncho.
In this situation, would bring the mare to you if you had the stud horse, right? Or would you take the stud to the pasture and impregnate all of them?
I don't know.
Because
I think the
mares came to us instead of.
Yeah.
Is that something you thought about looking into? Like,
no.
It's not profitable enough, I guess?
So. We have many cows, M-I-N-I. Yeah, that's right. And it's a different process with that.
It'd be weird, too. It's like, this cow might be underage.
Well, I mean.
Can I see your ID, ma'am?
I mean, it's wild. Like, Alora, the oldest one, she's a mini Dexter. And if you said, how old is this cow? You'd say, I don't know, like 28, 30 years old. And she's like 4.5 years old.
Oh.
Yeah,
Alora.
Because she's so tiny. And then Otis,
what a name.
The bull.
Otis the bull.
Oh, man. He's a prick. He is.
When steers are nicer because they don't have that testosterone running.
A lot of them in Texas.
Making them crazy.
Steers and.
There's a steer.
That is wild. Leo Darkbar.
Leo Darkbar.
Well, we had
reminds me of Luke.
We
Narbar.
Had a steer.
Isn't that his name in the NBA? Newt Bar?
Lars Newt Bar.
Lars Newt Bar.
Baseball player.
Yeah, here we go.
I want him to go to Boston so they can say his name.
They had a steer named Fred, and Fred was really sweet.
Who comes to? Come on, man.
Well, Grace named Otis.
Fred was really sweet.
What's the cow's name that never smiles?
That's Otis.
Okay.
He's the bull.
Well, he doesn't smile.
He looks like the board and cheese cow.
He's a mini Jersey. He's going to have the long bangs in his.
Give him some clover, eyes. Though.
Murr, how you doing?
Make him smile.
I want him to be able to flip his hair back like he's a skater boy.
Yeah, that'd be cute. Sit there.
That's the type of cow, mini Jersey.
Yeah, mini Jerseys and mini Dexters.
Murr, there's a whole lot of people here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm kind of getting used to your area.
Hey, Daddy Otis.
Murr, you going to milk me? What's going on, man? What are we doing here?
Oh, my God. No.
Say hi to your mother.
Hey, I'll do that myself. Look away.
Give me the jar or the bottle. Sorry.
You going to split that with me?
Okay, so back to the stories. This new amendment would allow anyone to use sick days to take care of their pet. And right now you can only use them if you or someone in your family is sick. So the basic argument is
so just
pets
lie.
Are family.
Just lie. There was a time when you could just say you had a fever and your boss would say, stay home. Do not come here. And then they're like, wait a minute. I can ask for a text. Picture. Let me see the picture of that thermometer meter.
Show it to me now.
Let me see that test result. You think people that had them, like, I'm a germaphobe, but like if you tested back there during COVID, you tested positive, you think people kept those so they could use that excuse down the road again? Like, kept the actual test results?
Oh, yeah.
Is that, this may be a silly question, but is that, you're keeping the disease around?
I don't know. I know they're keeping notes and letters and just changing the dates on them. Like, if you go to a teledoc once, and, you know, you could probably keep that for future dates.
Oh, is that what you've done?
I never thought about doing it more than 2 or 3
times. He's making up stories. Sorry.
He had me sign his report card when he was in college that time.
Had to. He had to show a cig.
He said, I'd rather talk to you than my mama. No, he didn't say that.
Let's talk more about haunted houses.
Oh, let's talk about you ignoring my magic finger.
Oh.
I did see it that time.
I'm sorry. Okay.
This will be this web. Something else
we'll
looks like a finger.
We should just have her wear the crapper zappers all the time.
No,
when you're getting a little late, we'll zap you there in the.
All right, then we'll save that for Monday. Because I want to hear haunted houses stories from people.
Oh, you're trying to scare us?
No, I want to hear some good stories because I'm sure there's a lot in this area.
Oh yeah.
So we'll save that for Monday.
If they don't tear them down. Trying to tear some of them down.
Well, some of those they should because they've turned into. People just go there doing their haunted things. And
or like shooting galleries or homeless will live there.
Well, I don't mind that. I mean, I really don't. I don't know. I wouldn't want to live near that. But I think it's crazy when they like a bunch of people, you know, got a bunch of tents and stuff in a field or whatever. And then they're like, oh, we're going to come. Like in They Live. That was just mean. I mean, it probably wasn't good to look at all these people camping out in this common area across the street, but like I'd rather them be there than scaring me when I go to the post office and stuff.
Oh yeah, that one guy.
I know, he popped out and scared the hell out of me, man, because he was sleeping under the little bridge. He's like his head up like Wilson from damn Home Improvement. Scared that.
Howdy ho.
Hey little man.
You shipping like, a package?
You're being an ass horse right now, buddy. You just scared me.
Leo Darkbar.
Leo Darkbar.
True story.
I don't doubt it.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
Leon, that's going to be a...
He's a pretty horse, or was back in the day.
Yeah, you've probably made a craft with him since.
No.
Leon Darkbar. That's going to be a Facebook person name.
Leo.
Well, I changed Leon.
Wonder who had the bigger joint, Leo or Tim Drinkwater.
I would only know one.
Or either one of them hung like a horse.
I'll take the fifth.
Oh, you should plead it. We're going to take a break. She's going to drink liquor during this segment.
Yes. See you later.
She's
going
to take a fifth.
Bye-bye.
A vodka, and we're going to
the fifth.
Do birthdays.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bats and Suckets and a bunch much more. It is The Rise, guys. Happy Friday.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you are about to hear is real. Real Facebook arguments. Many of them screenshot and sent in by you, the P1s. Although anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. As always, I'll remind you, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Hello to everyone in the live chat.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, it's Coach Johnson.
YouTube at the Rise Guys and then Facebook.com/RiseGuys.
Coach Johnson.
There's got to be some kind of you and me and your Johnson. There's got to be some kind of, I don't want to just say comment below, but do. But don't just put menial dumb stuff.
No, just, you know, contribute, I guess.
This say algorithm just don't like us. It doesn't. It feeds in weird. Nevertheless.
Trying to bury us, algorithm.
Let's get to what you came here for. Here's some funny Facebook arguing. Scene number one. Playing the role of Gertie will be Matt Mann. Playing the role of Annette Estetes will be Paige. And playing the role of Shooky Dudes will be Fat Boy. And action.
Well, I told y'all I would update you on this. It's Saturday, and I just got gas for the first time in 2 weeks.
And felt too much?
Gertie, did you eat something spicy?
What? Mind blown emoji.
Mind blown emoji. Question mark, question mark? You the one on here talking about farting.
Yes, I thought the same thing.
Peach emoji, blowing air emoji.
Oh, guys, good Lord above. Get your mind out of the gutter, Dookie Shoots.
Aye. What am I, chip liver?
Oh, hi, Annette Estetes.
What's up, bitch legs?
Cute. You still haven't learned how to cuss in our language yet.
First off, I believe you meant chopped liver. Secondly, Miss Gertie, you the one coming up here on Facebook talking about getting gas first time in 2 weeks, and then you say we dirty minded. I'm waiting. Bump. Bump. Bump.
And grind. I don't see nothing wrong.
Bumping comments doesn't work on Facebook. And wonderful. You cuss like a caveman, Annette, but know the musical stylings of R. Kelly word for word. Anyway, yes, I did that as an attention getter. But in fact, LOL, I'm talking about my new car. My PHEV.
Your what? Your PHIV. Your car named after an STD?
Your mind. Out of the gutter now. No, my car is a Hyundai Tucson plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. My PHEV. I just got gas for the first time in 2 weeks.
OMG. OMG. I'm freaking out right now.
I know, right? Pretty unbelievable.
No, not that. You know, once you see something, you can't unsee it.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
I'm picking up what you're laying down, mi hermano.
What did you just call me?
Chill out. It means brother. Go on with your story, Shooky Dudes.
All right, scroll up then. You talking about your robot car, your PHIV.
It's PHEV? Okay, what am I looking for that you can't unsee?
Yeah, what are we looking for, ass lips?
Hold on, Annette STDs. We're about to get to you, okay? Gertie, you still with me, girl? Okay, so I said up above there, your cyborg car name sound like STDs.
Yeah? Shooky Dudes, wait a minute. Are you on that Chiba Iba Iba again?
Lord woman, yes. But that's besides the point. You can't see it.
The farting emojis? The peach in the air? Shooky, what am I looking for? My boss is going to think I'm sick in here.
Why, are you taking the dump right now? S-wording and Facebooking? Gross, Gertie. But no. STDs. Annette STDs. I can't unsee this. Her name pronounced like an STD.
Shooky, come on, pal. Lay off, huh?
Like, do she has nieces and nephews they call her aunt and Annette STDs? Sound like a stuttering person at the health department. Talk about it. And then STDs. Chirp, chirp, sounds, I'm dying.
You know what? How about I Uber over to where you at and shove your foot up my ass?
Hold on. Sugar don't get down like that now.
Insane.
Hang on a second.
That was gold. That was so good.
And STDs.
That was good, man. Chirp, chirp, sounds.
She says, shove my foot up your ass.
Well, she can't cuss good in English. Oh, my God. Oh. That was wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Scene number two. We're Facebook.com/RiseGuys. YouTube at the Rise Guys. We'll be on X and Instagram and the others shortly thereafter. Scene two. Playing the role of Cliff Hanger will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Willie Banger is Matt Mann. And playing the role of Bernie Hudson is Paige. And skip one, didn't I?
Yep. There's one more.
Playing the role of Sharon Rods is also Paige. And action.
All right, so it's true. Me and Midge broke up. But I'm here to tell the truth before the rumor mill gets started.
Well, don't leave us waiting. I mean, why the hell did y'all break up for?
We broke up. Well, we broke up because... Well, she swallowed more kids than that clown for Mitt, and I'm done with her.
Well, as long as it's all just you and, well, then it don't matter, you know?
Well, that's the problem. It wasn't all just me, LOL, sideways crying laughing emoji.
Well, damn. I hate it for y'all. That ain't cool.
Hell no, it ain't cool. Like I said, that's why we broke up.
Damn, I'd hate to be around from when them burps, you know what I mean? Aw.
Yeah, hell, you ain't lying, though.
A quick question, though.
What?
Hey, what's the movie It? Like, it ain't that... If that's that... Is that that clown's name or what?
Damn, I never really thought about that, I guess.
It's based on a book.
Why the hell's the book called It? Like, IT, I mean... Is that the clown's name?
I think the clown is It.
No way, man.
Yeah. The clown is It.
No, I don't know much in this world, but I know that clown's name's Pennywise.
Hmm. Well, yeah, technically the clown is Pennywise.
Well, how's it technical, though?
Well, because the clown is just part of It.
I thought that big blanking alien blank at the end was It.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that ain't the damn clown, then.
See, the clown is just how the big alien thing presents itself to the kids to lure them in so it can eat them like Cliff's ex-girlfriend.
Wait, the clown and the alien are the same person?
Man, I don't think it's a person.
Blank off. I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah, they're the same alien or creature or whatever, though.
Well, blank me running. I didn't know that.
Hey, Blank and Cliff.
Yeah, that's my sister you're talking about. Delete this damn blank right now.
Wait a minute. The clown is your sister.
Blake off. Shut the Blake up. My sister ain't no Pennywise, the dancing damn clown. Mind your own damn business.
Oh, look. It's Midge's brother, a.k.a. the only one that swallowed more kids than her.
You just begging to get blanked up. Bet you won't open that mouth when you ain't behind a keyboard.
Oh, yeah, I bet your sister would open her mouth for something about the size of a damn keyboard.
Okay, it's done. You did it. You begged me to stop when I'm beating the hell out of your ass.
Yeah, I'm generally scared to open my mouth when you're around because, well, hell, I ain't sure what you're going to try to stick in it.
My face.
You're going to rupture his spleen.
Start with my fist.
Don't make me laugh.
My fist. If you won't shut the blank up.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Your fist in my mouth. It's a switch from what you're normally used to. A dude standing behind you fish hooking both your face cheeks till you can't walk right anymore.
Insane.
I'm sorry, I broke character.
Broke character.
That's gonna break like.
Do you ever look at me in the camera? I'm over here like this sometimes.
He's corpsing.
I was corpsing. Call for the man. God bless.
Oh my God.
Old Midge.
I wonder if that's the real name, Midge, or if it's like a.
No, we have to change the names to protect the innocent. We won't get to that part yet. But though that real guy, that one lady's name is really Annette. Estetes, but it reads as STDs. Has to suck. And an STDs. Let me remind you of this before we go. Kids, watch out for the apples with the razors inside.
They're coming back.
Soldiers, watch out for the hookers. Same thing.
Let's just stay away from fruit altogether.
And what you've heard is real. It's real Facebook arguments. They've been screenshot and sent in by You the P once, anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. And oh, in 3D. And as always, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fuss and
the Rise Guys. The Rise Guys.
Break it down. Live from PaulRobb.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. It is time to say hello, famous people celebrating a birthday on the 25th of October. Happy birthday.
Or suck it!
Enthusiasm.
Look at that.
How you like sucking it on Fridays?
I think so.
Let's see if I can figure out what the hell I'm doing here. This lady has a birthday today. Her real name is Katy Hudson.
Oh, Katy Perry.
It is Katy Perry's birthday today. She had a song called Dark Horse, not Leo Darkbar.
Leo Darkbar. God.
Which is Paige's horse.
Would you have taken his last name? Well, you wouldn't have married a horse. Never
no.
mind.
And he wasn't a nice horse either.
Oh, there's nothing worse than
an
ass horse horse.
A mean stud. Who needs that? Hey, stud.
You're right, mean stud.
You heard right, mean stud.
You heard right, stud.
I'm going to say she's like, she's not 40 yet. I'm going to say she's 38.
Oh, I'm going to say she's 40.
Well, it is a big one.
Oh, wow.
Katy Perry is 40.
Oh, wow.
And for 40, you know, she's looking pretty tight.
Yeah.
She's very pretty.
Like, I mean, I know people get work done. I don't know if she has or hasn't. I can't tell.
I don't think she has, but, you know.
She's got one of them real pretty faces.
We'll see what she does in about 20 years, right?
But didn't you say she wasn't the nicest person, fat boy?
Yeah, I heard from pretty good firsthand knowledge that she was kind of a pain in the ass.
I believe they used the third letter of the alphabet to describe her.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. And it wasn't a Christian.
Oh. It's Reg McWorthy's birthday.
Oh, what's up? What's up, Reg?
Craig Robinson.
Freaking can't unseen it. I unseen it.
I like when he hits the home run and stares him down.
He put on a bunch of weight, too. I think he lost it again.
He's always on one of these Saturday shows you see kind of in the background when you first get up. Because I don't really like watching College Game Day.
Yeah. So he's just rolling around, walking around at like Game Day.
Nah, he'll host one of these kind of public information type NBC shows.
Oh. Like Ahmad Rashad used to do.
Yeah. The Harlem Globetrotters or some ass.
I'm going to say Reg McWorthy. What's his real name? Craig Robinson, right? Yep. Okay. He is 52.
I'll agree.
He's 53 years old.
Oh.
Daryl from The Office.
Daryl.
We talked about the Red Sox earlier. He pitched for him. He was also a Montreal Expo.
Oh. Roger Clemens.
No. He won three Cy Youngs.
No, he was a Toronto Blue Jay.
Three Cy Youngs and a World Series champion in 2004.
Give me his initials.
PM. And I'm not telling you to message me. I don't know if he was.
Oh, Pedro Martinez, Pete.
Was he related to Ramon? Were they brothers? Ramon from the Dodgers.
No, I know. Maybe.
Yeah, it was Pedro's birthday, though.
I know they're Hernandez guys, were LeVon and the other one.
Keith?
Yeah. No. Keith Hernandez? You know he dyes his hair.
I heard.
Let's see. He was a rookie in 92, but that doesn't count for the Dominican players because they, you know.
They get him young.
They get him younger. I will say he is 57.
54.
I want to go with 58, though.
Pedro Martinez is 53.
Whoa.
Oh, dang.
See, yet again.
One off.
He must have signed when he was 11 then. Oh, it's crazy, man. Some of those kids, like Jason Dominguez, and then there was this one named Jackson Million that signed with the Yankees back in the 90s. It was 13. Give him $3 million, comes from an island. Like, what's he going to do?
You know what they offer these kids in middle school?
Yeah.
College scholarships. Might as well.
Is it Chili Pepper birthday?
It is. And we already had Flea a couple weeks ago. Michael Balzeri.
Chad Smith.
It is Chad Smith's birthday. Nice. He originally went to be an actor.
Have you seen his PayPal commercials?
He's a good drummer.
I hate that commercial.
I do too. God, I hate that commercial. The Will Ferrell, most people think he looks like Will Ferrell. I think they've actually done the bit together.
Yeah, they did. I forgot about that.
Definitely in the 60s. Oh, look at him. A great poker player over
63.
Here. Not showing any emotion. I'm going to say 61.
He is 63 years old today.
No, Chad I Smith.
Let's see if this works.
Simpsons.
It is.
Is it Jason Simpson's birthday?
that's true. That's clever.
Homer Simpson.
It is an actor from the show.
Yeardley Smith?
No. Yeardley. God, I forgot about that name.
What a great name.
Is it any of the characters they can't do anymore?
No.
Okay.
It is the voice of Bart Simpson.
Oh, Lord. Matt. Give me Bart the initials.
Man. NC.
Nancy Cartwright.
Yep.
Damn. Any Bart relations man. To Bill Cartwright by chance?
Cousins.
Okay.
God, they should have done the, she had to do the song too, the Bartman. She had to sing it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She didn't get any of those bootleg Air Jordan Bart Simpson t-shirt money either. She got none of that.
Is a cash cow. Sam Simon left early, and then, you know, he's still
he died.
Made, yeah. But, like, early in the show, he was gone. He made a ton of money.
Yeah. Gosh, just based on how long the show's been on and everything, I'm going to say she's, like, 64?
65.
Nancy Cartwright is 67 years old today.
Hey, yeah, single one right. Uh-oh.
Anson Mount's birthday was a few weeks ago.
Don Most.
Nope.
Mrs. C.
It is Marion Ross's birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
She has local ties to Greenville.
Yeah, remind me of that.
I can't remember where they were.
Okay.
Do you remember, Paige?
I don't.
I think it was a relative. Which blew our minds because when we talked to Christian Slater, he was shouting out to Anderson. Like,
right.
Yeah, family in Anderson.
He and his wife.
Yeah.
They would go to Anderson. They have friends from somewhere they used to live, and they moved to Anderson, and they go to Anderson like once a year to visit. Y'all need to reach out to us and invite us to dinner when they're over.
Dude, does J. Cole's mama still live in Anderson? Because she did for a long time.
I don't know. Is Debo going to come to Inman to recuperate from his injury?
He should.
96.
95.
She is 96 years
old.
Yeah, you got one.
Let's work in a Saturday birthday, though. I think I know the answer already.
Suck it!
He says, suck it to Phil Brooks. CM Punk's birthday is Saturday.
He can suck it. It wasn't nice.
46 years old he's going to be. You want to guess John Heater real quick? Do the chickens have large talons?
Oh, man. Just tell me. I don't want to guess. I just... Okay, I'll guess. 52. No, 53.
54.
John Heater's 47 years old today. Oh. You want to guess this lady who also has local ties? This is Natalie Merchant.
Oh, and her mom.
Uptown, downtown.
Yeah. Is that place still there?
No, I think it's a gem mining place now.
Yeah, it is.
That or a fly fishing store.
Because they used to have the Willie in the window with the piercing on.
Yeah. I mean, that store was legendary, and it wasn't for a long time. Like, her mom didn't sit there and say, oh, by the way, do you know who my daughter is?
No, she was a very nice person.
Yeah. That was another one of those where they priced them out.
Yeah, they did. I was kind of surprised. I thought she was older than...
Well, with the last name Merchant, you knew they were going to be business people. Nah. 56. I have no clue.
61.
She is going to be 61 on Saturday. Rita Wilson is going to be 68 Saturday. H-Dog, Hillary Clinton. She's going to be 77 on Saturday.
She can suck it.
This guy, you want to guess this guy? He would kill it. He just retired from Wheel of Fortune.
Pat Sajak.
Yep. Saturday, he's got a birthday.
78. If he
sounds good, 78.
That's a great guess because he will be 78 years old.
Hi, Lord.
Jacqueline Smith, one of the Charlie Angels.
Uh-huh. Oh, she's beautiful.
She was the face of Kmart.
She's going to be 79 years old.
Wow.
And, I mean, there's too many Sunday to get to. Kelly Osbourne's going to be a big one.
40.
Yep, she's going to be 40 on Sunday. Simon Le Bon. Uh-huh.
Duran Duran. 64.
65.
66 on Sunday. Blossom's dad. We talked about Blossom earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Ted Wass.
That was. Suck it, just for fun.
Hey, come on.
80. I don't know.
Oh, Lord. I'll go back in then. 64.
He's going to be 72 years old also. Scott Weiland, the happy heavenly birthday.
Oh.
Sunday. I don't have the quick math on him. He was born in 67.
That'd make him, he would have been 57.
What a
time. Coming up Sunday. Also, for today, happy heavenly birthdays, John Matuszak.
Ah, hey,
Sloth.
Wow.
He would have been 74. And Hee Haw legend, who always walked around with a tag hanging from her hat.
Minnie Pearl.
Minnie Pearl would have been 112 years old today.
God bless, man. No, she wouldn't.
No, Minnie Pearl. She had necklaces, if I remember right.
Yo, mini pearl necklaces.
Tag necklaces.
Yeah, they were great. They were homemade. They were not lab created.
That's what you buy on Etsy now for $84.
Yeah.
That's just the shipping.
That's just the shipping. Well, that's the thing. I could have gotten the Crapper Zappers off Temu for like $4, but I was like, I don't know. I want to protect American jobs and pay $80 for them.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's Thank what I you.
Did. Yeah, we're going to zap.
Hey, Thank you.
Or book them. I had a buddy in high school.
You got Darius going.
He would say bookum. That's what he called the butt, the bookum.
Bookum.
Oh, that sounds.
Yeah, he taught me to play Tunk, too. The great card game. Tunk? Yeah.
I felt like you hung out with one of the speech kids and he didn't know how to say this stuff. He was trying to say butt and tonk. They said bookum and tunk.
Bookum and tunk. He was trying to say Dikembe Mutombo, I think, is what he was trying to say. That and Oba Babatunde. What greater gift I could have for my birthday than to be able to zap Paige and her crack on Monday?
That's the other part. You got to give him a lap dance on his birthday while you wear that shocking underwear.
No, she didn't shock my crotch then.
Two for one.
She'll get you.
Two for.
No, we'll have.
I think I'm going to be sick on Monday.
Afterwards,
you got a sore crack.
No, just bring in some Vaseline.
Oh, no.
And some.
That's for something else.
Some fire retardant.
You can set me on fire?
Lotion. Nope. It's just a wire coil that goes around those underwear and zaps
good
you real
God.
Good.
This is horrible.
Yeah.
He is great.
Why are you smiling about that?
You
happy
like
about
it.
This?
I think you'll like it.
No, I'm not going to like this.
It's like when you got dominated that time.
Yeah, man. No.
I don't like this.
I don't want to do it again. So that'll be Monday. I was going to try to get some celebrities on for my birthday. I don't know any. Reach out on X if you do.
It's going to be a big one, too. They don't want to miss it.
I mean, it's a big show. Plus, we'll recap our pigskin picks, too. It's a really big show. Everybody wants a Monday birthday. Isn't that fun?
You get it once every, what, 7 years, 6 years? How many days are in a week?
Seven, but then leap year is that whole leap year thing.
Oh, that's why we don't know how old Jackie Lee is.
Right.
P1 Jackie Lee.
Well, he's his real age divided by four, so I think he's 15. Just kidding, Jackie. Have a blessed weekend. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text The Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.